Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, monkeys like sex, so much so that different breeds of monkey mate. And scientists have established this by looking in their poo. On the line is a woman who did a lot of the looking and analysing, Kate Detweiler from Florida Atlantic University. Good afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon, Sean. Hello.
Now, this was a particular, or I should say, two particular breeds of monkey living where?
In Tanzania, in western Tanzania, along Lake Tanganyika, and the name of the national park is Gombe, so Gombe National Park.
Is it correct to say that it was known that they would interbreed, but it was generally assumed that if they had offspring, that offspring wouldn't be able to have offspring itself?
Yeah, so, I mean, the idea is when you have two different species that typically live together in the same habitat, that they maintain their, what you would call their sort of species line or trajectory, because they don't mate with members of other species. And that's the sort of the test. But in this one forest, yes, the two different species are mating, which is very unusual.
Okay. And why is it very unusual?
Well, it's unusual because from the research that we know, and we look in other places like to the west in the Congo Basin or north in Uganda, we don't see evidence of this interbreeding or this hybridization. And the idea is that the species maintain their boundaries through mate choice. So they pick members of their own species to mate with, and they have their offspring that look like them and continue the species line. But when we see them in Gombe National Park, which is a very small forest fragment in western Tanzania, we have a lot of hybrids. And that's, you know, it's a surprise. It's sort of like a needle in a haystack there.
Well, might there be some particular situational reason why in Gombe National Park this interbreeding is going on?
Yeah, I think it has to do with the like evolutionary history of the landscape, and it's a bit of a long explanation, but I think it has a deep history to it, and then I think it also has a recent history. So we know from other, whether it's fish or birds or lizards, that we have hybridization when you have this interbreeding. It occurs often when you have either a human influence, so humans have modified the landscape and animals are moving, or they're population goes down and they really are limited with mate choice, so they have to mate with individuals of another species. So we have that going on at Gombe. So Gombe is a small fragment, and it's not connected anymore to other forests where you have populations that aren't hybridizing. So we've got that factor. But we also know that this group of monkeys, they live in rainforest. And if you know about African rainforest, it's had a complex history. So in the past, when the northern latitudes were having ice ages, southern latitudes on the equator, that forest was going through periods of shrinking and then expanding and shrinking and expanding because of the change in climate. So we know from the deep history of these animals that they've gone through periods where they've been isolated in small forest patches. And then when the rains come back and it warms up, then they've got a chance to expand when the forest expands. So a part of this is, I think, their evolutionary go-to. They know how to hybridize when they have to. And then, I think they also are doing it continuously now because of the recent change in the landscape.
The offspring, which group do they identify with then?
So the offspring identify with both species. So it's a really unique situation where you have a social group. So the primates are very social. So they like to groom, they follow each other around to feeding trees, and they live together in a cohesive group. And in this group, you've got members of both parental species. So you have, they're called blue monkeys and red-tailed monkeys, and you have the hybrids. And you can find on a tree branch both the blue, the red tail, and the hybrid, all grooming. And so they really are integrated into the social group.
Right, okay. So they're all, and so this was all established by studying their poo. What did the poo tell you?
So the poo told me that this has been going on for a very long time. So they've had enough time for the baby hybrid, so the offspring, to grow up, to mate with both parents, and then for there to actually be a movement of genes from one species into the other. So the only way that can really occur is if you have many generations. So the genetic information from their poop gave me this insight that this has been going on for a long time in this one forest. And we're working on getting more genetic material from the nuclear genome to really try to do some modeling and estimate exactly how long ago this happened.
Kate, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Kate Detweiler is Associate Professor at Florida Atlantic University.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.